many Americans unhappy with the decision by Scottish officials to release the Pan Am Flight 103, the Lockerbie bomber Al Megrahi, out of custody as he is riddled with cancer on compassionate grounds, which means a man who slaughtered many of Americans, as he was convicted of that, gets to go to Libya, which he's already arrived, to a hero's welcome, and it flings it in the face of those who lost brothers, sisters, sons, daughters, cousins, aunts, you name the possible family relations, and it has to be a very, very tough couple of days for those folks. So our hearts go out to you here on America Tonight. We'll talk about that on the show. Plus, the people in Michigan say not so fast. Don't think we want those people here. Yeah, it might bring jobs, but do we want the Guantanamo detainees, the terror suspects in our backyard? No, thank you. Send them to Kansas. People in Kansas at Fort Leavenworth, they don't want them either. This is a dilemma. Less than 5 months to go, a decision has to be made. Obama's timetable was January of 2010, if you remember. But first, let's talk about health care. Who doesn't have an opinion on the so-called health care reform? You're one of the people who has actually seen some of the pages, that 1,000-plus bill. Were you curious? Did you go and try to read some of that ridiculously twisted language yourself? So the public debate on health care reform rages on. There are many politicians taking a break who are selling it to the people. Either we don't like it in this form, or, and I agree with you, or everybody should have health care coverage, and there's a lot of misinformation out there. In fact, most of what you're probably reading, if you've perused the internet or even looked in your local paper or looked at the USA Today, one of the national slants, probably what you're reading is that Obama and the Democrats say misleading information is what's stirring the pot and sending senior citizens into these meetings in a panic because they're worried about how the changes in health care could affect Medicare. So you have House Speaker Nancy Pelosi setting up a web campaign to dispute what's out there. You have others doing the same thing. And Republican opponents are saying that the emotional reaction, which is my take, is due to the Dems' effort to rush through this legislation that sounds like a government takeover of health care. That's the problem. And if it wasn't intended to feel like that, man, they laid lousy groundwork. You just can't all of a sudden pop up and say, we got to get this done by August. Everybody's going to have health care. And we're pushing it through. We got all these meetings. Here's what's going on. And then the rumors start. So the Democrats have to kick themselves for that one, because there was no groundwork laid on this. Yes, over the years, people have talked about it, talked about the possibilities. Hillary Clinton was trying to do it. There were a lot of other presidents that tried to make some efforts toward health care reform. I'll just call it reform for lack of a better term, because we could argue about other facets of healthcare. Is it the insurance? You know, is it the cost? And all that, I think, encompasses this. And, you know, one of the most disputed provisions, and we've talked about it ad nauseum, and we should here on America Tonight, is that one provision in that House Bill 3200, the healthcare proposal that would pay doctors for consultations with patients on the end of life issues like living wills. Now, there have been other things that have been written, language that's been a little bit similar. And I think what the problem is you go back to the lingo again. The lingo doesn't really spell out what it is. So when you hear death panel, euthanasia, all that sort of stuff, maybe it wasn't intended to say that, but that's what it sounds like. You're paying somebody to tell somebody who may have people around them, hopefully they do, but, you know, there's a lot of elderly people who are alone in this world or in nursing homes, etc. And who's having this discussion with them when they might have dementia or Alzheimer's, whatever. Every single individual has a different story. We know that, okay? We know that. So the bottom line is the battle lines are clearly drawn. It's the us's and the them's all over again, right? You're either for it or you're against it. You're either a fearmonger or you're stirring the pot, or you think the language is ridiculous. It doesn't make sense to people. You have to have 10 PhDs to figure some of it out, and it's never really quite been explained correctly, even in these town hall meetings. So here's what one Democrat had to say. Governor from Pennsylvania, Ed Rendell, was on Fox, and I happened to see it. He did an interesting interview. In fact, I thought what he said, some of what he said made sense by what he was being asked. And he talked about, you know, having to cut medical costs, which is what I think. The whole thing is you got to cut the medical costs. I don't care if you're a Democrat, liberal, undecided, whatever. I think, to me, no matter what you label yourself as an American, that's the problem. The costs are just too high. Here's what Ed Rendell's take was on the town hall meeting stuff.
Yeah, I do. I would have liked to have seen a bipartisan health care bill where we came together and put aside all this baloney. But it's hard. If you're President Obama and you see what a lot of the Republican congressional leaders have done in misleading the country, it's pretty hard to think that there's any potential for bipartisanship. Even Senator Grassley, who I have publicly said, I think on your show, that I had a lot of confidence in, that would try to fashion a bipartisan approach. For him to talk about the death squads, everyone knows that the death squads was a bunch of BS. And that nothing in the bill ever would have given the government the right to terminate someone's life. And yet they continued to propagate this notion to scare the people. Given that, it's pretty hard to have a bipartisan sense that we can do something here. Well, there's serious questions about a public option. But understand one thing, Neil. I think we all agree, and I know I've heard you say it, that we've got to reduce the cost of the healthcare delivery system. And one of the key ways we do that is by competition. In Pennsylvania today, we have virtually no competition in any of our regions. We have one primary carrier who dictates what the prices are going to be to the consumers, mm-hmm. who dictates what the reimbursements are going to be to the hospitals. And unless we can inject competition into that system, we're cooked. So either you have a public option or you have strict regulation over these HMOs.
All right, so I agree with the one part of what Rendell said about the medical costs. I think that's at the heart of this, and it doesn't seem to be. It seems to be about all the other things. But what about this misinformation? Who do you blame the misinformation on? Do you blame it on the Democrats, the Republicans, the administration? Where would you say the misinformation's coming from? The Democrats say it's from the Republicans, and the Republicans say that's not true. They say that they're trying to ram the healthcare reform through, and so you've got this crazy lingo that doesn't really make sense in some cases, and plus it's a slippery slope that we're heading down. What do you say, America? 800-259-5791 plus the blunder of the day.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreen Clean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreen Clean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreen Clean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's BioGreenClean. BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreenClean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 20th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $945.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $972.47, $486.23 for a half ounce, or $243.12 for the quarter ounce. That's $972.47, $486.23, or $243.12.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11,110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby.
Wow, I wonder if other states will follow suit. Hey, everybody, Kate hanging with you here on ATN. In New York, the NYPD is sick of what's happening with cell phones. I guess more people are just blown off the idea that it has to be hands-free, and they're on the phone, and the cops are stopping them and pulling them over, so they're really trying to crack down. You know when they used to set up those drunk driving posts and they'd check for people? In a sneakier kind of way, they're trying to do the same thing with the cell phones and see how many people that they can nab. I think that's what happens. When people are in their car, they think they're invisible. So you'll see people do sometimes really brutal things. Have you ever seen anyone pick their nose? You know, when you're at a light and you look over and you're like, oh, dude, don't go there. No. No. Or the same thing with the cell phones. I think they're just unaware. They're just chattering away on the cell phone and the light changes. It's red, now it's green, and they're still talking and they have no idea that the light has changed. In fact, what is the worst thing you've ever seen anybody do in a car? 800-259-5791. We were talking about, of course, health care reform, and the Democrats now circulating. They may go it alone and just push through, ram through what it is they need to get some form of legislation. This doesn't happen till the fall. Now it's just really finger-pointing time as to who screwed up. Where's the information coming from? Is it coming from the Republicans? Is it coming from the Democrats? Is it strictly, I think, a matter of information that was never laid out correctly in the first place? So people are just hearing bits and pieces, and of course they haven't read the 1,000-plus pages. I mean, there's the answer to that. It hasn't happened because the lawmakers themselves haven't gone through the entire bill. And there's more than one bill. There's three House bills, and there's another one in the Senate, by the way. And who knows how many versions of whatever will happen once September rolls around. I predict we'll probably see more paperwork. In fact, somebody I know, printed it out the other day, and it was like a mountain of paper. I was going to print it out. I put it on my desktop, and I thought, no, I'm not going to kill that many trees. Even I'm concerned about that. Or kill my printer. One or the other. Probably both in the meantime. We have the blunder of the day. It is the end of the week. We're swinging into another weekend. And once you hear what the blunder of the day is, I don't know if any of you happen to catch this. I think it's starting to be reported, you know, around the country. But the people who put together ads, with money being so tight, and I'm sure advertising budgets, no matter what the company is, they're concerned about where they're spending their money on internet advertising, newspapers, radio, television, whatever. They want to get it right. They want to nail it. So the website for Sears offered a very strange pitch. You might have seen it this Thursday. And the pitch was a grill that could cook babies and be used to roast body parts. Yeah. So what kind of goof was this? And it's the body part roaster. Apparently, the wording was the work of some customer that went in. And how does this customer do this? A customer goes in and is able to finagle the website around. So when they discovered it, they changed it around. But a lot of people had already been hip to what was going on, and they copied it. So, of course, the Sears people said that they were victimized by someone who came to the website, that they happened to finally see it when somebody called them, and they had also messed with a couple of other product pages. And that they wanted their customers to know that they have no reason to believe that any of their customers or any of the customers' information or any financial information specifically was compromised, and that they already put something in there to stop it from happening and that they apologize. So here's what truly is at the heart of this. Who is the person who is their IT person? The IT person, the advertising person, how do they put together? I mean, this is a national website. How do they put this together? What, on a shoestring budget? And so they didn't have ways to lock people out from changing their content? I mean, you know, I have a website where you can't change the content. And trust me, I'm forever trying to find my IT guy to install the simplest of things. So if you have a budget like Sears, how could they possibly come up with such a big blunder? Do we have any? What's the reaction of the studio audience? They are live in Minnesota, in Minneapolis. Yeah. Well, I agree. Absolutely. Outrageous. Outrageous because I think they were probably trying to do it on the cheap. So they didn't pay someone enough to put those safeguards in there. Matt, you know this. You fooled around on the internet before. There's no way you can go in and hack into that if they have certain things on the website, especially with content. You can't do that.
Yeah, I used to be a website manager back in the day. So I have some knowledge of that. And if some customer was able to go in there and, you know, change things around, then their website security is non-existent.
Lame.
Yeah.
Right, and you know how scary that is, and that's why immediately they came out and said, oh, customers don't have to worry about your financial information or any of your information, but that's bogus because if somebody can get in there and do that, who knows what they had access to on the website. I mean, to change content of an ad, yeah, that's lame.
And if, you know, they're smart enough to figure that out, then who knows what else they were doing on there, and how is Sears so sure that, you know, information wasn't available and that this hacker didn't, you know, get other stuff?
Yeah, and the answer is they can't be so sure. They're just saying that. And so think of this. How many people shop online and they go in there, and Sears has that. So you go in there and you put in your credit card numbers, and who knows if somebody's seen them or not. That's the thing. And I always wonder about this. Online shopping is huge. I mean, hey, I've done it a time or two myself. But you, in the back of your mind, do you kind of wonder when you hear all these stories, geez, I don't know if I should be, I don't know that I really want to be doing this. Because is somebody going to hack into this, and am I being ultra paranoid? Because, you know, on the websites they always say, oh, it is completely safe. I mean, if more of these things start to happen, I think these companies are going to find, and it's a cheap way for them to do business. I think they love it that they get business that way because it's layup money. I think more people will be skittish about putting their credit cards on online shopping and doing the shopping cart thing. It doesn't make you feel comfortable that it could be floating out there. I just cannot believe that someone like Sears is such a big store that they were so lax in paying attention to that. And, of course, they didn't know it until the story broke. So somebody was also fishing around, found it, and then it was all over the place. So naturally, they're panicked because they know that a lot of people now have seen that. And you can't take it back once it's out there. So it got out there, and, you know, much to the detriment, I think, of the company itself, obviously, it'll make more and more people who do that, like I said, pretty skittish. I mean, how many people listening to me right now, how many of you shop online? Probably a bunch of you do. Or bank online, and there is that little thing in the back of your head that tells you, I just put this in. I hope that it's going to be okay. I mean, I hope that nobody happens to get a hold of these numbers because they have your numbers. They have the code. Look, they could run up whatever they want to run up. If someone is able to hack in there, they can take it and start running the number all over the place and purchase their own things. And if you've got employees who do that, or if you have somebody that's able to hack into the system, that's exactly, you know, what happens. Matt, are you skittish about online things? Do you ever order anything online?
I order stuff online all the time, basically because I hate going to the malls and dealing with massive amounts of people, especially during the holiday season in December.
Yeah.
I stay as far away from the malls as possible, or I go at random times, which would be, you know, Christmas Eve at 6 in the morning or something like that, where there's not tons of people there.
Right. And see, that's me, too. I mean, I prefer almost the online thing as well, but I'm just hoping that maybe the more red flags that go up, because nothing has happened to me other than my university was hacked into, so they had Social Security numbers. That's great. But nothing other than that, and I'm hoping that when something like that happens, other people, their antenna goes up and they realize these companies, boy, you got to protect this info big time. Michael Jackson movie tickets, when do they go on sale? Do you care? We'll talk about it next on America Tonight.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's orderchews.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
In 1965, this was a sound. Come on, John. One more time. One more time. One more time. Crazy tree. And a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Coming up, give me a break on America Tonight. We've got a lot of cool segments that we're starting to hit, especially at the tail end of the week as we send you sailing off into the weekend. And you'll love Give Me the Break because you can send in suggestions for the segment at americatonight.net. Got a good one as our lead-off Give Me a Break seg. You'll love it. I mean, this guy's stretching it to the limit. I love it when people do something, and then because they're selling a book, or they decide they want to run for office, or they're doing something else, they need to prop themselves up, they say, well, I didn't really want to do it, but I was told I had to do it. You know what? If somebody tells you to jump off a bridge, do you do it? My mother used to say that all the time. It's so true. So I'm going to save that, though. I promised we'd talk about Michael Jackson. How many of you will run out to get tickets to see Michael Jackson's new film? And actually, the movie might be kind of interesting. So what this is, it's a film they put together about Jackson's final 3 months. They've got videos of rehearsals because he was having that concert comeback that never came about because he died. And it's going to run in the theaters for 2 weeks only. That's it. Starts October 28th is what they're saying. So they go on sale, though, the end of September, given the fact that so many people have gone crazy over anything Michael Jackson. They're assuming, and when I say they're assuming Sony, because they're releasing it, they're assuming that, okay, so it's not going to happen till October, but people are just going to go crazy for this two-week period, and that's when you have a chance to get the tickets. They get a look behind the scenes, the guy who was working with Jackson to create the This Is It concert, and all kinds of footage that they realized they were going to use in the concerts or whatever. They started to pull it together for this movie, and they decided that, you know what, because people keep saying, well, what was the rehearsal like, and what was he like, and what were the songs like and all that sort of stuff, they decided that they would put this together because they had 100 hours of video that was shot in April, May, and really in June. So just 2 weeks, and that's it, period. And an L.A. judge had to approve the deal last week because you had to allow, basically, it's court legalese crap, the special administrators of his estate to sign a contract with Sony and AEG to allow the production to go forward, okay? So now there is another thing. They got to decide on a deal that would allow them to do a three-city tour of the memorabilia exhibition to coincide with the film's release. Oh, what a tangled web in the death of Michael Jackson. Really, let's face it, it is who gets the loot? Who gets the money? So this is it. I guarantee, and you might not pony up and dial the digits, but I guarantee at least a few of you will go to see this, whether your kids ask you to go and see it or you have just these memories of Michael Jackson, you want to go and see it, despite all the nonsense and how crazy it was after his death. It was just ridiculous how much media coverage there was. I really believe it'll be blowouts as far as the tickets are concerned. What do you think, Matt? Do you think that a lot of people will go and see it? I think that's why Sony had the date to get the tickets so early, because I think it's going to be wall-to-wall people.
Yeah, definitely. It's probably going to sell out almost every show, I think.
Yeah, like a concert.
And they're creating, you know, a demand for it by it only being out for 2 weeks. So if you want to see it in the theater, then you've got to pony up the money and go see it during that two-week period.
Yeah, that's right. So you can't drag it out. In other words, a movie comes out and it's there for a while, like all the hit movies, Star Trek, etc. Then it trickles down to the dollar theater. But in this case, it's just a special two-week run, etc. But you know what's so sad about it all is they can say what they want, and it would be interesting, especially if you were a Jackson fan, to see the rehearsals, whatever. But it's about the money thing. That's why constantly, oh, the estate of Michael Jackson. They want to know, how are we divvying up this pie? What does Sony get out of this? What does the Jackson family get out of it? What do the kids get out of it? And that's now what Michael Jackson's legacy for those behind him has become. Geez, we can make money on this. Michael Jackson's name can go a lot further in death, just like Elvis Presley, just like Marilyn Monroe, just like James Dean. Now Jackson, too, is iconic. I mean, he already was obviously a huge superstar, you know, rocker with a very troubled history, too, which was, you know, the strange things that happened, the strange things he did. And then obviously the concerns over he gets out of that trial in Santa Maria, but in which he wasn't convicted. But the fact of all the allegations of the things that he did with a couple of the boys that stayed at the house at Neverland, etc. So certainly there was dings in his reputation, and then all the plastic surgery and whatever. But just from the performance point of view, there's no question that he will just shoot beyond, I think, or close to Elvis in his death. I said we were going to do a new segment on the show called Give Me a Break, and I'm serious about this. If you have a beef with somebody or something that you think is interesting in your town, in your area, it could be nationally, but there are a ton of things going on, and we only have so many ears around the country. So if you're in Ottumwa, Iowa, if you're listening to us in Lexington, Kentucky, or you're listening to us in Chicago, wherever, you can call us or shoot me an email for the Give Me a Break segment, americatonight.net. Probably email is the best, americatonight.net. So our first one is former Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge. And naturally, I knew it. The second I heard it, I wasn't watching TV. I think I was driving around and I heard it. I knew he had a book out because there had to be a reason why. So he's got a new book out. And he's saying he was pressured by members of Bush's cabinet to raise the terror alert level just before the 2004 presidential election. He said that he didn't want to raise the level, but he was pushed to do it by Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and then Attorney General John Ashcroft. And he said that the episode convinced him to follow through with his plans to just leave. That, okay, so they're trying to make me do this. They want me to do this. I'm just gonna resign at the end of November. Now, you gotta have somebody that's gonna shoot this down, right? So Frances Townsend said that politics never played a role in determining alert levels. And that it's not true what Tom Ridge, basically it's not true what Tom Ridge is saying. But he goes deeper. He goes deeper with this. He says two tapes were released by Al-Qaeda, of course, in the weeks leading up to the election, if you remember. One from Osama bin Laden and the other by a man that called himself Assam the American. So terrorist experts thought that Assam the American was this 26-year-old California guy who the FBI had been looking for. But Townsend says, hey, look, these videos had very graphic and threatening messages, and that any time there was a discussion of changing the alert level, she first talked to Ridge and then called a meeting of the Homeland Security Council, which meant Secretaries of Defense, Homeland Security, Attorney General, CIA, FBI, and then they made a recommendation to the president about whether the color-coded threat level should be raised, and that politics, she emphasized this again, politics were never, ever discussed, anytime in her presence anyway, in the mix of this, and that he was never pressured and didn't object, by the way, when it was raised, and he didn't object when it wasn't raised. So this is the thing. Are we talking security or are we talking publicity, baby? Are we talking about, okay, Tom Ridge, who are you? You're going to release a book, your 15 minutes of fame are over, so you got to give us some juicy tidbits, because frankly, controversy sells. And if it's milk toasty, some people might buy it, but we want to sell books and you want to make money. So that's the deal. His book is called The Test of Our Times, America Under Siege and How We Can Be Safe Again. And he says that, you know, the bin Laden tape alone didn't justify a change in the security level, but that there was a dramatic discussion, he says vigorous discussion, to do so on October 30th, and that there was no support for that position within our department, none. So he's saying that he wondered, is this about security or politics? And that's, you know, that's what he keeps saying. Now, Rumsfeld, in a statement, also said, listen, we have no idea what Tom Ridge's book actually says. The storyline advanced by his publisher to sell copies of the book is nonsense. That didn't happen at all. So you got everybody who was there saying that it didn't happen. So is it again, he said, she said, he said, he said. This is what we always see in politics. So you always know when somebody has a book coming out, because if nothing dramatic, sensitive, titillating happened, then you're not going to sell books. You got to out somebody. You got to tell them something that they have no idea, you know, didn't know about. You have to do that to sell those kind of books anyway. Unless, like, Ridge was sought after as a speaker a lot, and if he were doing a lot of talk shows, and he was out there, and these were things that he was saying. Remember, you know what it reminds me of in a different way? Scott McClellan, who worked in the White House. He was one of the White House spokespeople, remember? One of the press secretaries. And day in and day out, just like Gibbs, he gets in front of the microphones and everything's all hunky-dory. But then he writes a book and suddenly there are other things revealed. And in McClellan's case, why did he stay with the administration? Now, Ridge did leave, but who do you believe? The guys who say it's a bunch of nonsense or Ridge. So I'm calling a give me a break on Tom Ridge. How about you? 800-259-5791.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Heartlands in the East Coast and in the West Coast. So by the way, if you want to throw in your two cents about Give Me a Break and Tom Ridge, Fair or Foul, in his book, saying that he was pressured to have a high alert level. So, you know, that's why ultimately he resigned, because he felt like it was more about politics than protection and really alerting the American people. I mean, frankly, I said this before, they're doing away pretty much with the whole alert thing, because people just now, to me, ignore it. In the very beginning, we paid attention to it. I was flying a ton, naturally, between New York and Dallas, and I paid attention to it because it would be right there when we would go either to the Philadelphia International Airport or JFK or LaGuardia or DFW's airport, and I was going back and forth, and they would have it right there at the toll booth. What is the level? And you could tell by how much you were being searched when you went through the airport. So people paid attention in the beginning, but then it just became ridiculous anyway as to what makes the alert level go up or down. And I think people just became weary of it and didn't pay close attention to it. So it wasn't an effective tool as to warning people, geez, you might not want to travel now, or, you know, you might not want to take those bridges over to Manhattan because there are threats or whatever. And nothing was ever specific after the fact it was. So ultimately, it was in the beginning something people paid attention to, but then they didn't afterwards. You can shoot me an email on that or other things too as well, americatonight.net. Or 800-259-5791. I'm going to bounce back to healthcare for a minute, because there's this poll out by Survey USA, And it's saying that support for a public option is at 77%. Do you know that's one percentage point higher than where it was in June? So what does that mean? Because NBC dropped the word choice, right, when they did their poll, that it's important to have a choice between a government-run health care insurance option and a private coverage. When NBC did their poll, follow along, they dropped the word choice from their question on a public option. They found only 43% of the public were in favor of creating a public health care plan by the federal government that would compete with, you know, our insurance companies, the private factor in all of this. So who's right? Is it just the wording, or were these polls completely polar opposite? Tomas is listening to us in the great state of Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Is this the show run by the Irish princess that's so multi-talented and multi-faceted that you can just call in and talk about almost anything?
Thank you, kind sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you know, I didn't have the luxury of listening to the show prior to just now, so I wanted to ask you a baseball question since that's a little bit in your blood, I heard.
It is, yes.
What is the best baseball dynasty of all time?
What is the best? Well, the winningest baseball dynasty of all time is the New York Yankees.
Right, but I mean, what team? Like the 30s Yankees or the 50s Yankees? Or because I was, you know, I was looking at the records, and not many teams have won the World Series three times in a row. I think there's only been four teams.
Right, that have been able to do it.
The Yankees of the like 36 to 39. The Yankees of, I think, 49 to 53. They won it like four times. And the Yankees of 98, 99 in the year 2000. And then Oakland won it three times, 72, 73, and 74.
And I was are you reading in your ESPN Sports Almanac?
Well, I mean, I am not.
All right.
Sure ESPN kicks butt, I know, because I've heard them on your show a couple of times. My favorite, though, is baseballreference.com.
I go to Baseball Reference. I have a lot of friends that are baseball writers, and I used to do a lot of trivia, so it's funny that you bring it up on the show. You know, the Yankees had 26 World Series wins, period, and it depends on who you talk to as what you describe. If it's just purely how many wins they had.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about,
we...
like the city of New York. I mean, because, I mean, of course they won, you know, a million World Series, but I'm talking about teams, you know, like those. Because the question I have is what the Yankees of, like, 98, 99, and 2000, they had to win a divisional playoff. Then they had to win a league playoff.
Right.
Just to get to the World Series. Whereas in the old days, if you won your league, that was it, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And,
so it's different.
And since you've been, right, like, amongst those people,
right,
how do you rate that difference?
Boy, it's such a good question, and I've talked to players, old players and current players, when I did trivia, and I would say, if you broke it down, here's the deal. In the current system, you had to win more, right? But in the other system, too, you didn't have things like, you know, players on the DL for some of the things that they're on the DL for. I mean, guys played in the 50s and the 60s and before that with practically, you know, no kneecap. That sounds funny to say, but they were always in the lineup. And plus, pitching was different because a quality start now in the majors is, you know, you could go 6.5 innings, 7 innings would be great. And you didn't have relief pitchers. And then you introduce relief pitchers, and that changes the game, too. So it depends if you're old school or not. I'm a little more old school. I think some of the old school teams were tougher. And their wins in a row or their domination, like the Joe DiMaggio days, I think were bigger than the current Yankees.
You know, it's funny you say Joe DiMaggio because he was on two of those great teams that won three in a row. He was in the 30s Yankees, and then he was in the 50s Yankees, you know, and he took a break for World War II. So, you're almost right there. I just don't consider the American League baseball, though, because, you know, they have the little pinch hitter.
DH.
We'll see, DH rule there. But,
yeah, it's so funny. We're on the same page, by the way, with that. I don't like the DH either. I think it's wimpy. I think pitchers should hit. Now, I've had many an argument on a sports radio show about that, and some people agree, like with you and I, because I think it's more interesting. Remember in the old headhunter days, that was the idea. Okay, you're going to do that, then you're going to get a chance when you come around to bat, and we'll see what we can serve up to you if you're going to pitch it, if you're going to, pitch it toward our heads. So I think it made it more intriguing. I like it better, but I'm a National League person. And some people think the DH extends careers. You got exciting players that stay in there and –
But they're not players if they can't play the outfield,
I agree. I think they should do away with it. And you know what, Tomas? I think they will do away with it. That's one of the things that it's been whispered. It's been talked about a little bit. There might be a big backlash to it, but I know there are a lot of people that would like to see it go away.
All right. Well, I got a question for your listeners out there. Who was the pitcher that while he was batting, turned around and clubbed the catcher upside the head with the baseball bat? And I think maybe they should win like a little autograph picture from him.
So. I got a better one for you. Robin Ventura and Nolan Ryan going at it. How about that? That was a good one. Or how about Roger? Right. How about Roger Clemens and Mike Piazza going at it? Now, there you go, with the bat flying, remember? And then the two of them got into it?
Yeah. But I still
that was a good one.
I still think that the pitcher smacking that dude upside the head with the bat right there, that was incredible. But let's see who wins the prize.
All right, we'll see if anybody knows the answer to that. A little sports trivia for you. Flip me an email, americatonight.net. See, you never know what you're going to get when you listen to America Tonight.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.